5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, indeed. You downloaded and you smashed the damn play button. It's your boy Roy for another episode here of the SRQ Talk Show, where we broadcast live Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day from the beautiful paradise city of Sarasota, Florida. Again, it's your boy Roy, season 2, episode 14. Lock it up. You hit the bugle button too much. Uh-oh, get the hell out of here. I hit the bugle button. You know why I hit the bugle button? Because I got up this morning with astronomical damn numbers coming from certain cities in Florida. We have a new city in Florida, and I told you yesterday we got damn 9 damn international countries. Why wouldn't the international community embrace your boy, Roy? It's a damn hump day, Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, and we're damn amped up like we are every day. Sorry you're damn lethargic, okay? Sorry you don't got the damn energy. And I told you, this is natural energy, you damn freaking meth heads. I don't need altering drugs to get amped up, baby. Oh, he hits the bugle button too much. Yeah, there's going to be Karens everywhere, baby. You know what? But you can't stop listening to your boy, Roy. The numbers are completely off the rack, off the dizzy, as we like to say here, baby. Welcome aboard. It's Hump Day Wednesday, baby. Today it's actually kind of real cloudy, man. I'm getting a damn little concerned, okay, about my damn trip to the freaking great city of Key West. Where's Key West on my numbers? Is Key West anywhere to be found on the SRQ numbers where the damn show is being embraced by all of damn Florida? We got a new city in Florida. We like to welcome the people of damn Naples. Finally decided to opt in, your damn followers. You heard I'm blowing up. But guess what my number one city is? Well, it's King of the Mountain, but it's being threatened for the first time ever. Fort Myers, baby. The great people of Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres. That is number one audience listenership in the whole damn state of Florida, where I broadcast live every day. That's why Florida's number one, and they should be, man. I'm broadcasting live from that damn state, okay? And it's your boy where I'm fired up, man. It's Wednesday. It's the speed bump between us and the weekend. But guess what? This weekend, it's the speed bump between me and damn Calle West, so Key West, 90 miles away from the old country of Cuba, baby. And Fidel, don't get me wrong, Fidel, I'm not going down there to support your fucking damn communism. Yeah, Obama, oh yeah. Yeah, he made it legal just so he could get his damn cigars, man, imported here. Can you imagine back in the day, there used to be, it was illegal to bring in fucking damn Cuban cigars? Until Obama started smoking them, and guess what? Oh, they're all amped up, right? Or you can be communism when you feel like it, but you can also be free enterprise, and we'll flirt around. Get the hell out of here, man, you damn hypocrite. Can't wait till these damn elections are going over. And yeah, we're going to bring down the show eventually with your little COVID damn 19 cootie cases, okay? This damn COVID-19 is going to go away after the damn November 3rd election. And I see you all out there voting damn early. Guess what? I'm going to vote on the day. On the day, and I'm keeping my eye on the ballot, okay? Because if it's clean enough for me to go into your damn disgusting Walmart, other than the damn best Walmart in this side of damn Florida, which is the one in Osprey, where my numbers are off the damn chain, Northport. But you got slapped up, Northport. And guess who's on your ass, baby? It's the damn 305 in the great MIA taking it to the house. They're taking it into the SRQ Talk Show house. Give me a moment. I got to pause the show here. Damn it. So back to business. Before I was just damn rudely, damn interrupted, man. When your number's off the chain, everybody wants to call you. All of a sudden, the phone starts blowing up. You get mail, fucking snail mail from the U.S. damn U.S. Postal Service. You get Amazon freaking deliveries. SRQs like saying, where are we? Why are you flirting with the frog? I'm damn right, because they're bringing it to the table, baby. Your boy Roy, like what I'm saying, man. My damn Sucio's down there in the real dirty, dirty south. That's 305. What the hell is 305? I told you, you damn bitch. It's Miami, baby, where the Latin community damn runs that place, baby. And they're creeping into damn Naples, too, which decided to damn opt into the show, man. Your boy Roy's fucking blowing up, man. You're damn right. I'm going to brag about my damn show. Oh, he's so narcissist. He just wants, yeah, no, I don't want it, baby. I just want real, new, fresh, local, worldwide, bitch. I got damn the whole motherland of damn Spain brought goosebumps to me that Spain has opted in, better known as fucking some city called damn Catalonia, baby, is amped up. And guess what, man? We got news. I mean, of course, King of the Mountain is damn Fort Myers, but damn, I don't know what the hell I did, but the damn St. Petersburg people, that damn beautiful county of Pinellas, they're damn embracing the show. They're gobbling it up, man. They're watching every damn episode. St. Pete's damn macked out, man. And I'm sorry, your damn St. Petersburg damn Rays. Why does he call it St. Petersburg? That's because they, when I go to Tropicana Stadium, honey, you know where I exit? I don't go up to your damn drag Tampa where the numbers are damn toilet. Yeah, Tampa, you're flirting with damn Bradenton. That's the bottom of everybody's damn gum and the bottom of people's shoes, man. Tampa, go. You know what? Go blow it out your ass, Tampa. Guess what? I don't need you. You know why? Because damn St. Petersburg's damn amped up like me. Okay, the numbers were astronomical, man, out of St. Petersburg, man. So much so, guess what? The Fort Myers people, my great people in Cape Coral and Lehigh Acres, damn warning, man. St. Petersburg is coming for your ass. They want the number one spot because guess what? They blew you away, Sarasota, by miles. Sarasota's still holding a third place, but barely, because Northport's nipping at your ass, and guess who's creeping up? I told you, it's my damn Sucios out there in the 305 down in the dirty, dirty south. The real melting pot of damn Florida. You damn hypocrite. You racist. These racist to the races. And if you come, you little millennials, you 14% damn millennials, I see you out there. You little closet listeners don't want to admit that you're smoking bongs listening to your boy Roy in a kumbaya circle. Yeah, guess what, man? The MIA 305 cut, take it to the house. They're taking it to the damn SRQ talk show house, man. It's October 21st. Oh, sorry. Oh, he's too amped up, man. He's too angry. Blow it out your ass. The numbers are damn off the chain. And we're loving it. We got top news to give to you. And guess what? We're now 55% for sure. Hey, I know that's socially acceptable only in the gambling world. I know. And Jersey, you know what? We're creeping out. Keep on betting against us. The Jersey boys have opted out. Guess who's taking over second place in the United States, which is obviously the country that most of my listeners come from. Well, let me wrap it up. Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Northport, Miami, and then Fort Lauderdale, Dottie, and then it's direct from there. Orlando, my only representative in damn Manatee County, that's the numbers are decent, is Palmetto. Bradenton, you know how I feel about your damn ass. Lakeland, Tampa, Paris, and guess what? Damn Naples decided to come to the party over there. Naples, thank you and welcome to you. And it would be remiss, of course, not to welcome my damn freaking ladies, okay? 62% of the female gender is embracing the show because guess what, man? Remember, I always promote balance and all that. Not when it comes to the damn ladies, okay? Whenever I step anywhere inside of any freaking building in the great fucking country of US, okay? I want the ratio to be more women than men. Absolutely, no doubt. Lock it up. Good afternoon, ladies, and thank you for joining and having part of the numbers go off the chain, man. St. Petersburg, unbelievable, man. Your boy Roy does not shock easily, man. And I am just, I'm humbled. I don't even know what to feel with the damn numbers, man. And then I find out that the Ohio State damn Buckeyes, okay, they found out that damn Michigan is creeping in. I got some Wolverine listeners out there in damn Michigan, okay? And now they're all like all amped up, man. Let me see, United States. Here we go, and everything was big in Texas, right? But guess what, Texas? You also got passed. You got passed by. Remember, we were all confused that damn Washington from the great city, Emerald City of Seattle, was coming in, and they were a strong second place. I mean, they came in like a damn hurricane, okay? Florida's number one, and it should be. Of course it is. But guess number two just blew them all away, that damn great state of damn Ohio, man. Columbus is off the chain. They can't stop downloading me, man. Ohio, and what else? There was another city in damn North Bridgeville. Lock it up, man. If anybody knows where North Bridgeville, yesterday I asked for Delano and the beautiful Jen KM39@gmail.com. Reached out to your boy Roy like you can as well by going to srqtalk@gmail.com or letting your voice be heard. And your boy Roy here is going to make you SRQ Talk famous. You go to our website at www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Anchor will give you 60 seconds until they damn blow your ass out of there, okay? They're only going to give you 60-second time there, and you let your voice be heard there. Reach out to me there. But Jen KM39 with the email route at gmail.com. Delano is 2 hours north of Los Angeles. Love the show. Doing a great job. Lock it up, Jen KM39. You know, I love hate mail, man, but I can't control what the people do. We let live and live and let live out here in the SRQ Talk Show. And that's why I got 9 countries in the damn motherland. I told you Spain and damn Catalonia can't get enough. They opted in, but we got a whole damn list of it. And guess what? The UK, I found the UK not only includes England, but guess where they're listening to your boy Roy? In the damn, what do they call it? A damn Providence? What do they damn call it over there? Is it a state? What is it, man? But the Wales, I think that's where Princess Di was from, right? Wales, that's where the freaking Queen of England is at, man. Isn't that where that is? But London, the hooligans, you're sharing some spot there with Wales. There are a number one international city that listens, or city, not city. Whatever. Your damn countries, okay? 9 of them. We're fielding a damn World Cup team here, man. Ireland, of course, is close to our heart because the Irish community was the first ever international country to opt into your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. We broadcast live Monday through Friday here, and for 1 hour a day, man. And we're just amped up, and we're going to get to the story because all he wants to talk about is his numbers. Whatever. Yeah, that's right. Roy talks about what he wants to talk about. I'm not held down by that damn corporate thumbnail, I told you, man. People don't tell me what to do. Guess what? When the numbers are so damn off the chain here, Roy hits the damn bugle button anytime he wants. Roy will hit a human being if he wants right now, and they'll look the other way, man. I'm making people tons of money, man. Did I tell you that the damn show is sponsored by, by that little place that's number one voted beach in damn America, man, amongst all freaking travelers, people that got money that come to travel and don't act a fool at vacation, man. They don't go to no ghetto spot over there. No, they come to damn Siesta Key, man. Siesta Key Frog Hop will hop you around. And guess what I found out today? If you're flying into the damn great airport of SRQ, what my show is named after here, Sarasota damn Bradenton Airport, okay, you go to you can arrange that for them. They'll go in there with their Mac Daddy white bus that fits about 15. If you got a large group, $40 flat rate. Lock it up. Call Frog Hop, 844 Frog Hop. And if you're on the island, you hop around. Don't be a fool and drink and drive. It's a free ride, but don't take it literally. You tip the damn drivers. They're going to be part of your vacation, making sure you get safely door to door. 844 Frog Hop, new sponsor of the show. They're around the corner trying to get in on the show. Columbus, North Ridgeville, and damn Ohio's off the damn chain. They're number two state. Behind the great state of Florida in listenership, man. Can you believe it? They blew away damn Texas, and they like spun out Washington, man. Washington goes to 3, the great state of Texas 4, followed by Virginia, Georgia, the damn Jersey boys that don't want to damn opt in because I'm 55%. I gave you the over against Kershaw yesterday, over at 7.5. Damn California. We told you about California. We want to thank JenKM39@gmail.com for damn telling us. We asked yesterday, question answered by JenKM, baby. Delano is 2 hours north of damn LA, man. They're amped up, and the Dodgers beat your damn St. Petersburg damn Rays. Why does he call it St. Petersburg? There's where. Because when I go to the stadium, I exit on St. Petersburg. The damn stadium's in downtown St. Pete, ma'am. Okay? It's right next to the damn Dolly Museum. I'm not going to repeat myself. His show is always the same. Get blow it out your ass. The numbers don't lie, baby. And we're all about the numbers. Keeping my audience in the know is what I'm into. Now that we're done with all the logistics and giving props to the people that give up 1 hour out of their 24 to listen to your boy Roy here, it's SRQ Talk Show, bitch. And if it's, oh, we're so nasty. Oh, he's nasty. He's such an arrogant pig. Blow it out your damn freaking ass, okay? Because Roy's doing something. I'm touching base with the same people, and I'm doing informative radio here, keeping your ass in the know, okay? And I know what you're waiting for. You're damn bringing down the show, okay? Cootie cases, and that's not going to run our show like it took over our show over the summer. Oh, yeah, we got, like, we're in season 2, episode 14, bitch. I mean, we've already had, damn, 37 episodes in season 1, the baby stages of the show, man, before it would damn blew up. But we must have done something right back in the day for us to have these damn astronomical damn numbers, man, coming out. It's crazy. Google Analytics, Spotify, Anchor, all like legit numbers, man. And it's off the chain. Yesterday we reported, because we like to keep our people in the know here, and we bring up anything Sarasota, Manatee, or the state of Florida to the damn front of the line. That's right. Because that's where most of my listeners are, and that's, I like to keep my people in the know, man. And let me tell you about your we had a follow-up story about the damn remember about the mass cases and our Bridget damn Ziegler. I checked her out, man. She's just kind of hot, man. You know, so we're gonna slow step it with Bridget. It was Ziegler here, and she actually was against the mass yesterday's story. You would have thought that you know, she was maybe for the mask, but she clearly came out, man. And she was against it. She actually voted against it. It was a squeaky 3-2 vote. Sarasota County School Board votes to continue the mask policy. So all you little shits out there, and all you damn spoiled parents with the group that is the Sarasota Parents group or whatever the hell it is, man.
Whatever.
Yeah, is right. But they amped up, man. They raised $11 million through a GoFundMe, we reported yesterday. So they got a big and high, mighty damn lawyer, man. And they're coming for your ass, man. They really are. These parents are amped up, man. I told you, Sarasota means business out here. It's not like your damn Drekka, you know, all corrupted city over here. They play by the best here, by the book, man. Sarasota don't play around. You got parents raising $11,000 on GoFundMe, man. They mean business. And let me tell you, they lost the vote with all that money and all that. The people spoke, and that's what it should be like, baby. That's just like it reflects the SRQ Talk Show here, baby. The voice of the people is the powerful one, and that was proven with a board to continue the mask policy, even though you know, our great hot little Bridget Ziegler here. And what's his name? The other Robinson dude. They voted against it, man. But there was people protesting on both sides. Of course, the parents of Sarasota came out in full numbers, man. They were amped up outside the place with boards and everything. But that's the point. The point is, it passed, man. You got to wear your mask, man. There'll be plenty of times where they can take off the mask, just like we reported yesterday. You know, they're going to have their time, because I am an advocate that I don't like people wearing a mask for 8 hours straight. I don't think it's unhealthy. I think it actually breaks you out in the chin area. I've seen some people break out. So there you go, man. I'm no genius, but I'll tell you what, but the number one podcast here on the west side of Florida, man, I like to see other people's numbers, man. That's the real deal. When we match up podcast to podcast, I want to see the numbers, man. I got my sample size over here, man. I got more than 50 shows, 37 on season 1. We're entering season two. We're already at 14 here, man. And it's a hump day Wednesday, man. October 21st, 2020. We're amped up. We got a speed bump between us and the weekend. And like I mentioned, this weekend, it's between me and Bam freaking Kaya West out there in Key West, man. You know, when you live in paradise, it's kind of hard to find another paradise. So that's what I decided to do. I usually go to my brave people in St. Pete. That's why they embrace the damn show. Okay. What else? We did have another email here, and all these little you know, I personally love the damn hate mail, man. I want them emailing me telling me that they can't stand me, man. But what can I tell you? I can't tell the people what the damn right. It's Greg Ollie, and that's O-L-I, the Greg Ollie at yahoo.com. You are amazing. You make my 1 hour commute from Punta Gorda to Bradenton wonderful. I love the sound effect. There you go. Lock it up, man. Greg Ollie from yahoo.com. He doesn't care if I hit the bugle button too much. And guess what? And we don't damn care either, man. It could go to another damn podcast, man. There's 10,000 damn scripted damn, you know, edited damn shows all over the place that you can the damn go tune into, okay? Here, it's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Well, time flies here with your boy Roy, and we're already way into the show, man. We're going to have to amp it up here, put the pedal to the metal here. I wanted to definitely bring up and follow up on that story. There you go. You got to wear your mask to school, man. What can I tell you, man? It's probably for the better anyway, man. And we're still not over this. It won't be over until the damn elections on November 3rd. Well, your boy, Roy, I've already made it clear here, man. I'm going on the day. I see all you little bastards going and voting early and all that. Not me, man. I'm going on the day. There's going to be nobody there. It's going to be in and out like it always is. There we go. Time to bring down the show, baby. All right. Florida adds 3,662 little cootie cases. And 86 people as of Tuesday. Yep, bit the damn dust, man. Florida adds 3,662 with 86 deaths, man. Let me see, Tuesday morning. And what does that bring the total infection? Because we're getting statewide, we're getting closer to a million cases every day. It just happens to be after Tuesday, 760,389, according to the Florida Department of Health. In addition, 86 damn game overs, man, since March that they've been, doing these numbers. And some of them, you know how we feel about it, man. You want to archive any show, man. We've been all over this story. You go to srqtalk.com. Go, that's our website. You go over there and you archive any of the damn 50 shows you want, man. It's been a big day, man. I have a lot of things to do. My hump day for me is usually a go-to day. That's the day you do laundry. That's the day you mac out your car by washing it. Yeah, like I got my damn grass hogger 14-inch Black and Decker damn weed whacker. I'm about to go ape shit on my backyard here. That's right, because I live in a condo. I live on the first floor, and I'm one of the few damn Mac Daddies that have a damn yard, okay? Your boy Roy's got a yard, okay? A little mini humbled little yard, you know, just like this podcast, baby. It's a humble little show, man. You know, I can't help it that the people are damn embracing the show, man. Isn't that the whole damn point? But anyway, yeah, man, my grass hogger there, a Black and Decker 14-inch blade there. I'm about to go ape shit on it, you know? I keep my stuff, pedicured, man, macked out, you know what I mean? You know, men, yeah, that are 38%, because that I mentioned that the damn female gender is at 62%, man. That's a wonderful, man. And that's because you play too much Madden games, man. You're on your damn video games. Instead of playing with your woman, you're playing with little boy games, man. Wake up, man. Amp up. The ladies need attention, baby. And that's why they come to your boy Roy here at 62%. Unbelievable. Well, there you have it, man. You got your damn cootie cases there. And how many deaths, man? 16,308 in damn Florida, man. I can't wait till this, this crap is over. Honestly, man, I'm sure most people are over it. I'm telling you, after November 3rd, man, you heard it here. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be damn over. Now, your damn St. Petersburg Rays, which they're going to be known on the SRQ Talk show as that, they got nothing to do with Tampa. They damn play in downtown St. Petersburg. You can't be in more on a city. And I heard somebody tell me yesterday, yeah, you know what, though? A lot of cities do that, like the damn Cowboys do that. They play in Irving, and the Marlins used to do it by being in North Miami Beach and all that. Yeah, I get it, man. But this is damn smack in the middle of downtown, man. It's damn next to the Dolly Museum, man. I'm drinking from Sarasota up north, hogging it up there on I-75, man. And then you know, after I get bypass my great people of damn parish there, which is one of my representatives there in damn Manatee County, okay, that listens to your boy Roy, I pass exit 229, man, and I'm going over that damn beautiful damn bridge that loves the SRQ talk show and entering the damn beautiful county of Pinellas. Okay, and I'm not going anywhere near Hillsborough County, man. Nowhere near Tampa, man. Now, when I go see damn Brady Boy and Gronkowski that, got off the damn milk carton this past Sunday with a couple of catches, you know, other than that, my point being, man, that I'm going nowhere near Hillsborough, man. Not even close to Hillsborough. That's in downtown St. Pete, man. So enough of that. It's the damn St. Petersburg Rays. You lost damn 8-3, but guess what? We won. I want you to stay tuned with us for the second half of the program. It's the 30-minute part of the show, the flip side that we like to call the SRQ Sports Show. We're going to give you a lock of the day there, just like we did yesterday. Yesterday, our record now is 33-27 on the locks of the day. We're mediocre at 55%. We're socially acceptable amongst the gambling community. All right, man, there you go. Season 2, episode 14 in the books. There is no more. I'd like to thank everybody tuning in, man, and thank you for making my morning such a pleasurable morning, seeing all the damn numbers off the chain, man. We definitely are touching people out there, and thank you for emailing the show. I encourage people to interact with the show, whether it's the via email route. You can email us at srqtalk@gmail.com or do the more trendy thing, man. Leave us a voicemail there under 60 seconds by going to our website, srqtalk.com. Like to thank the sponsor of the show, Siesta Key Frog Hop. Don't find yourself without a ride, man. It's a free service that all you do is tip the driver, 844 Frog Hop. Give them a call. We like to thank them. This segment of the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy, there is no more. Tune in to tomorrow's show that we like to call Baby Friday, baby. Little Friday that you know it as Thursday, but tune into the show. Stick with me. If you're into sports, we'll be talking about your damn St. Pete Rays, man. That's right, Tampa. Bring up the numbers and I might call them the Tampa Rays, but right now it's all about St. Pete, baby. Thank you for tuning in. There is no more. Catch you on the flip side on the SRQ Talk Sports Show. And that's what it is. All next. All right, we are back for our second edition of the 30 minutes here of the 1 hour show that we broadcast live from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. It's October 21st, 2020. Got it locked into the SRQ Talk Show. However, this is our segment that we like to refer to as the second half SRQ Sports Show, baby, where we got it locked and loaded, man. We went 1-0 yesterday because obviously we are limited on these damn games. You know, there's no damn NBA and, you know, the hockey. The cup was brought back to America. How do you like that, Canada? That's right. Not only did we bring the cup back to the damn U.S., but we brought it back to damn Florida, man. What the hell is going on? The Lightning are your 2020 Stanley Cup winners, baby. And they are from the damn Tampa Lightning, okay? They do play in Amalie Arena up there in damn, what do they call that place? It's not, damn it. Yeah, there you go. Maybe that's why Tampa doesn't listen to the show, man. I don't embrace their city enough, apparently, man. What is that? Channel side? There you go. Lock it up, man. Channel side. towning country area. Lock it up, man. I know your damn area, man. Channel side, that's Max Daddy. That's where your boy Roy's going to go, man, to Channel side if he ever hangs out in Tampa area. But anyway, that's a real team. Not like your damn, St. Petersburg damn Rays, where the damn stadium Tropicana Field is located in damn downtown Sarasota. It's got nothing to do with Hillsborough. You don't come anywhere near Hillsborough. The only reason, the truth of the matter is that the only reason they called it Tampa is to cater to the damn Tampa crowd, okay? It's obviously a bigger city than the beautiful city of St. Petersburg, but it's Pinellas County, man. It's a whole different county where people try to tell me, oh, he hits the bugle button. Shut up, man. Go blow it out your ass, man. I hit the bugle button because the numbers are off the chain here, man, and especially on the sports segment of the show, which is sponsored to you today by WagerLock.com, baby. Lock it up. They're all amped up on this damn World Series. WagerLock, that was their lock, too. It was they actually went with the Dodgers. They wanted you to lay the fat money and go with the Dodgers. I don't like to call my lock of the day that, but WagerLock.com does. They're a sports consulting company. They're not. I told you, they're not going to subscribe to your damn 16 teasers and your if bets and your in-game betting. And none of that crap is happening at WagerLock.com. They're about making money and building wealth through the sports arena here. So you go to them. It's a very transparent it's a very transparent website there, wagerlock.com. They're going to give you one simple lock of the day. They're going to charge you $19.99 in a secure platform there, and they guarantee their win. They're not going to charge you $19.99 to give you a damn loser, okay? They're Mac Daddy, man. They guarantee it. They picked the Dodgers yesterday. If you need a winner to bury your book, you get yourself out of 6 feet under, baby. Wagerlock.com is your... Go to their website. They'll email you the lock of the day. That's all. The only two questions they're going to ask you is payment form and your email, so they can lock it up. Not so they can avatar you and give you all this damn direct advertising and sell your damn information. No, they don't do that, man. They're not into that. They're into making money and giving you a lock of the day. WagerLock.com. Hit them up there. They're the sponsor of the second half of the show here with your boy Roy. You're tuned into the SRQ Talk Show. And yesterday, yeah, we upped our record down. We were 54%, which is damn mediocre. You know that, man. That's heavily disappointing, man. But, hey, we're socially accepted now. We're back to 55%. What's our record? 33 and 27. You can keep betting against us, man. We're only 55%. But if you have been betting against us, you would be below the Mendoza line, man. You don't want to be under 50%, man. Day I go under 50%, I'll never do the lock of the day again, man. I wouldn't do that to you. But I'm 55%. I'm socially acceptable around the circles of the gambling world. That's what they deem as a success. I mean, I don't need to keep damn reminding you that we came out of the gate, damn, 11-2 off the chain. We were like at 82%. They were carving out your boy Roy on Mount Rushmore of handicappers there in the Dakotas, man. And then we got down to the reality. You know, we came down to a damn Mac Daddy status of 67%. They wanted to go from the mountains there carving out on Mount Rushmore. They went to a nice statue outside the damn Bellagio in Vegas. But now we're mediocre, 55%. And that's when we were 67%. That's when Jersey wanted to tune into the show. And now they've dropped because I can't hang out with the Jersey click at 55%. You know, they're telling you, you're no big deal, man. You were Mac Daddy at 67. We wanted to hang out with you. But now, not so much. Jersey boys in the whole damn state of Jersey is going down the tubes in the ratings here at the SRQ Talk Show. But guess who's not? The damn Buckeyes, man. Ohio's chiming in. They take over second place. But we went all over that. He always wants to brag about his show. That's right. When the numbers are the way they are, Roy talks about what he wants to talk about. And now on this segment, ever since season one where we did 37 episodes, now we're season two, episode 14. We're going to do all sports on the second half of the SRQ Talk Show that we call SRQ Sports. And we gave you the over at 7.5. We went against our theory here because we do have our damn theories here on the show. And whenever the line is 7, 7.5 in a regular season game in a non-COVID-19 cootie asterisk damn season, okay, normally what you want to do is you want to play that under because they want you to go over. They know that 7 to 7.5, you don't want to sit there and see a damn boring-ass game, a pitcher's duel, okay? But if you're into it for the money and not the fanhood and not the entertainment, man, if it's just a business to you, like in some of us here in the circle, you know, we have businesses that are oriented around gambling, sports wagering, we find it to be fine. And if you have a problem, you know, go to damn 1-800, admit it, man. Okay, we're all grown-ass people over here. We all got our little vices. We all got our form of entertainment, and this is how we choose to be entertained, by sports wagering, man. And we gave you over 7.5, went against the theory of going under. Why did we go? Why did we damn do that? Go against the theory. You know why? Because you got to adjust to your situation. And this is the damn fucking World Series, man, where the Tampa Bay Rays, okay, that America wants to know of, because they're lying to them, because it's the damn St. Petersburg Rays on this damn podcast, okay, from this moving forward. Got nothing to do with Hillsborough, nothing to do with Tom Brady and the Greg Gronkowski. They you know, they play up there in Raymond Damden Stadium over there, Raymond James. Okay, that's real Tampa. The Amalie Arena with a damn lighting play, that's in damn Tampa too. But the Rays, they play in damn Tropicana Field. That's in downtown St. Petersburg, where your boys' numbers are damn off the chain, man. They're embracing the show, that side of the damn sky bridge, man. And their Rays went down in flames yesterday, 8-3, man. You know, sorry to report here, man. Don't hate the messenger, man. I'm just giving you the damn scores. We only had one game. That was only lock. We went over in the game. Yep, 8-3, baby. We don't care. We're not fans here, man. We're fans of money. And guess what? 7.5, your boy Roy told you to damn run to the window, man, and put it all on the over at 7.5, and it came in 8-3. I know you got a little nervous there, man. You got a little nervous there at the beginning, the first three innings where it was 0-0, but I told you that Kershaw's a damn choking dog, man. But it's really the Dodgers that got us all the runs, man, in the mid innings there. They amped it up, man. They got us 4-1 inning or something, and you know, 5-inning or something like that, man. I don't watch the whole game, man. Sometimes I don't have time to do it. Your boy Roy's everywhere, man, getting sponsors for the show, talking about the shows, promoting the show. Damn it. We're amped up, man. We got several businesses that we got to run, man. We're amped up around here. We got a lot on our plate every day. On the sports level, not so much, man, because we ain't got too many. We definitely, and I do want to apologize. I gave a bad review. I said the game was at 11 p.m., man. You know what I need to do is get damn new glasses, man. I reported yesterday. I couldn't damn believe it. I was like, what the hell is going on, man? Why are the games at 11 p.m.? And it was believable, man. They catered to the West Coast big time. They kiss ass to the West Coast, man. I wouldn't have been surprised if the game was at 11 p.m., but never in the history has that happened, and it wouldn't happen. You know, they'd go at 10 p.m. at the latest, or 9 p.m., but the games are, yesterday's was at 8:11 is what I didn't see is the damn 8 number, man. I need new glasses, I'm telling you. After 50, it's not nifty, man. Who, no matter what they tell you, start losing your eyesight. And don't be in damn denial, man. Go get yourself about 10 pair at the Dollar Damn Tree store, man. I have them everywhere because I lose them everywhere. I step on them. I just mistreat them, man. I can't get the Mac Daddy ones because I'll lose them, man. I mean, I used to have an old boss that used to tell me, man, you got to get the Foster Grants at Publix for $25. Guess what, man? I ended up breaking those, man. I can't do those expensive glasses. I'm just, you know, I'm not a materialistic damn person, even though I'm at from the damn 305 that their numbers are damn going up the chain. They want to be third, man. They're nipping at fucking some tail there on the Sarasota on the numbers. They're coming for Northport, man. Beware, the 305's coming like a damn hurricane up on the ratings here in the SRQ talk show with your boy Roy here. But since time damn flies here, and I only got 30 minutes, man, I know we ain't got too much sports to talk about other than this damn World Series. And I'll tell you, man, we got listen to me. That's my adopted damn team, the St. Petersburg Rays, man. We got damn Snell on the mound today, okay? They're going to go up against first pitch is at 8:08 on Fox. Can Blake Snell stop the Dodgers? That's what America wants to know, man, and your boy Roy wants to know. After all the oddities and all the damn goofiness,
of the Major League Baseball regular season and postseason. The damn 2020 World Series, baby. Pitts baseball's top teams, and we told you that yesterday. That's a rare thing, man, for the top two teams in the division all year to actually meet up at the end, and there's no upsets or anything. It doesn't happen every year, and while we've grown accustomed to seeing the damn Dodger Blue in it playing for championships, this is the first fall classic for the Rays since damn 2008, man. I told you that, and only the second damn time in franchise history for the damn St. Petersburg Rays, man. Now, the Dodgers did beat them 8-3 on game one on Tuesday evening, and that's what, and we're here to see what you need to know for game two, baby, keeping you in the know. Let's see what the line is, number one. Let me see. We got the Dodgers, Gonsolin. He is minus 138 against Snell. You know what? This damn thing is jumping off the damn page. Over-under is 8.5. It started at 8, but guess what? What damn disrespect for my boy Snell. Guess what? I got the St. Pete Rays today. That's your lock of the day. It's your boy Roy SRQ talking. I'm telling you to damn walk to the window, okay, and put it on the damn Rays. They're an underdog, but we're not going with the underdog. That's a disrespect to damn Snell. I think the Rays tie this thing up tonight. Your boy Roy's going with the St. Pete Petersburg Rays. And my boy Snell here, he's a underdog at 138. You'll probably get, you'll have to put 100 to probably end up winning maybe 115, 120. I'm telling you, the St. Petersburg Rays. Why does he keep calling it that? Because that's what it is, okay? They're in downtown St. Pete, bitch, right by the Dolly Dam Museum, okay? What do you think I'm going to call them, okay? They can fool you. They're not going to fool me. This ain't damn direct fake news that you're used to, okay? This is real radio, fresh, local, worldwide, that you can, we can be found any podcast format, man. Anchor podcast, obviously, where we broadcast the show. You got Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, Castbox, Himalaya, on and on. The truth of the matter is, like I always say, you can go to any website, any search engine you want, man. Whether you're cool and you go to Google and Yahoo, or you're an old fart, you go to AOL. You go to any search engine, you put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy's going to dominate the damn whole page, just like Snell here is going to be damn dominating. Blake Snell is going to dominate tonight's game, man. I find for the Rays to be the winner tonight in game two of this matchup. I think it's a big disrespect to Blake Snell that he's minus 138. Go make a little money. Go bet it all on the damn Rays, man. They're coming through today. That's your game lock of the day. Boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Yeah, they haven't even really and let's see, because the last time we saw remember the last time we saw Blake Snell, he was like crying like a damn little baby because Kevin Cash removed him from the Game 6 on the American League Championship Series in the 5th inning while he was still spinning a shutout. Although he didn't allow a damn walk and a single. You know Kevin Cash is damn old school, man. Damn Cash. I mean, hats off to him. We gave him props yesterday on the show. This guy's Mac Daddy. He overcame a lot of adversity in a small market damn team like up there. They wanted to know it as Tampa, but a small market like St. Petersburg, man. And you know, and you got Kevin Cash bringing him to the damn World Series. I think the man did a hell of a job. And for you to question a managerial move, Blake Snell, you can go blow, okay? That's why he's going to give you the ball today. And Snell, you better come through with flying colors if you don't want to get that yank by Cash, okay? If Cash says you're done, guess what? You're damn done, man. Game over for you, you damn, unappreciative, ungrateful, spoiled damn athlete of 2020. Blake Snell, the lock of the day is for Blake Snell today of the damn St. Petersburg Rays, man. And he's gonna try to prove Kevin Cash. He's all still pissed off, acting like a little girl. That Cash took him out in the 5th inning. He doesn't care, man. You got to your pitch count. That's it. That's how Kevin Cash manages, man. Don't question it, okay? look for a similar, and you can look for a similar hook in this game, no matter how great you pitch, okay? It's a process here, man. Analytics, man. He's big on it, Cash. Given that the Rays didn't use any of their top three relievers, Nick Anderson, Diego Castillo, and Peter Fairbanks is going to, you know, get your crap and save your game, Snell. We haven't even used those guys. Those guys need to pitch too, you little selfish bastard. So if Cash fucking gets the hook after six innings, that's what's gonna happen. Oh, but Tyler Glasgow didn't get, you know, he let him pitch 112 pitches. Don't you question freaking Cash. Kevin Cash is the manager and the guy that brought you to the World Series, man. Okay, so don't you. There you go. That's your lock of the day, man. We're going with this damn Blake Snell that's got an axe to grind with his damn manager, Kevin Cash. He's questioning Cash for taking him out, and he cried like a little baby wuss while they were beating up on the damn cheating Astros, man. All right, to get him to the World Series. How dare you question Kevin Cash, man? Guy should be manager of the year, man, if he pulls this off. I think he's going to pull it off tonight. There you go. That's your lock of the day, man. It's your damn St. Petersburg Rays. You heard me, Tampa. It's St. Petersburg here because we're not into fake news. You can go ahead and lie to the rest of America, man. And I haven't heard the broadcast, but they better say the St. Petersburg Rays, man. Because that's what they are. They play in damn downtown. It's got nothing to do with Hillsborough County. They don't even play in the damn same county. So you people that are telling me, oh, but the Dolphins used to do, or whatever, the Marlins used to do it on North Miami Beach. It's the same damn county. Dade County, Wayne County to you, bitch. All right? That's right. When my numbers are climbing in the 305, they're trying to take it into damn the SRQ talk house here, man. They want to put it always in. They always want to put the biscuit in the damn basket. The 305, lock it up, man. It's your boy, Roy. Guess what, man? Your boy, Roy's got a lot to do today, man. There ain't much sports to give you, man. Let me see. What do we got? No, we got a rare college game today. How about that? That would be great. Having a great college damn game. And do we know, man? Tomorrow we have to wait for Arkansas State and damn Appalachian State, man. There ain't no college today. Baseball, of course, it's Wednesday, World Series Wednesday to you, bitch. St. Petersburg, baby, thank you for tuning in. You made my morning great seeing your astronomical numbers, man. Unbelievable. Ladies at 62%. I don't know if the ladies stay tuned in for the damn sports show. Why not? Why wouldn't they, man? They're allowed to. Basketball's gone, NFL, NHL, and that's it, man. That's all we got. This is your boy, Roy, SRQ Sports Show. We'd like to thank WagerLock.com, man. Do yourself a favor. You need a lock of the day. You're a $50, $100, $1,000 better, man. Pay the $19.99 and bury your bookie. They guaranteed the bet, man. And it's only one straight up bet, man. I know that's boring to you people sometimes. You like to, you know, flirt and lose your money on parlays and teasers and all that other crap, man. They're not about that. They're a sports consulting company, wagerlock.com, man. They'll email you the absolute lock of the day on this one. Your boy Roy on his free bet here on the lock of the day for the show, where we are 33-27, a mediocre 55%. I'm telling you to go with this damn Blake Snell that's got an axe to grind here with Kevin Cash. He wants to show him up, man. And that's why the Rays are going to beat the Dodgers today. I'm telling you, lay the house, man. Rays, nice underdog. There is your lock of the day with your boy Roy SRQ Talk. Tune in tomorrow's to a little Friday, maybe Friday, man. It's, you know it as Thursday. Tune into the show tomorrow as far as the one-hour show here, man. There is no more. Keep it locked in to your boy, Roy. Keep downloading. Keep smashing the play button. We'll catch you on tomorrow's segment. It's a cloudy day here in Sarasota, and I got a damn go ape shit on my yard over here. Like I told you in the segment there, got my 14-inch Grasshogger Black and Decker ready to do some damage, man. There is no more. All I ask you to do is go be nice to someone, man. Now go enjoy the rest of the day.
Oh, thank you.